朋友们，再一次的早上好。
Good morning to you also, our friends.
如果有新朋友的话，我们也祝你早上好。
May the peace of Christ, the Prince of Peace, be upon you this morning.
让主的平安与你同在。
And this morning we'll be looking into John chapter 9.
今天我们将要学习约翰福音第九章。
And the message of John chapter 9 is this.
约翰福音第九章的信息是这样的。
Just as Jesus could heal physical blindness,
正如耶稣可以医治生理上的失明,
He could heal spiritual blindness.
他可以医治我们心灵的黑暗。
So just as Jesus could heal physical blindness, He could heal spiritual blindness.
正如耶稣可以医治我们生理上的失明，他也可以医治我们心灵里的黑暗。
And therefore, we are called to recognize our spiritual blindness and our need for Jesus to heal us.
所以今天我们来到这里，让我们意识到自己心中的黑暗，让我们知道自己需要耶稣的医治。
And in John chapter 9, we'll see three things.
在约翰福音第九章我们可以看到三样事情。
There is the work of truth and grace, and that is what Jesus said and did.
是一个真理和恩典的工作，就是耶稣的言行。
And then we also see a posture of belief.
我们也看到一个信心的回应。
And this comes from the response of a healed man who was born blind.
这是一个生来瞎眼的被医治的人，他的信心的表现。
But we'll also see this posture of unbelief.
我们也看到一个不信的姿态。
And this isfrom the response of the others who are around this blind man.
这就是可以看到从这个瞎眼的人的周围的四周的人他们的回应可以看到这样的一个姿态。
Let us turn to scripture.
让我们一同来翻开圣经。
And there will be two segments from which we'll read from.
我们将读两段的圣经。
I will read, and all English readers will read from John chapter 9, verses 1 to 5.
我们先用英语来读约翰福音第九章一到五节。
And all Chinese speakers as well as Brother Tennyson will read John chapter 9 verses 35 to 39.
然后我们用中文来读第九章的35到39节。
So John chapter 9 verses 1 to 5. Let's go, 1, 2, 3. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned?This man or his parents, that he was born blind. Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus. But this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming, when no one can work. While I'm in the world, I am the light of the world.
我们使用中文来读第九章三十五到三十九节，一起来。耶稣听说他们把他赶出去，后来遇见他，就说：“你信神的儿子吗？”他回答说：“主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我信他呢？”耶稣说：“你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。”他说：“主啊，我信。”就拜耶稣。耶稣说：“我为审判到这世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，能看见的反瞎了眼。”
We thank God for His word.
我们为神的话语感谢他。
Let us go to the Lord in prayer.
我们从来到神的面前，献上我们的祷告。
Dear Heavenly Abba, we praise you for your goodness.
我们的阿爸父神，我们因你的良善感谢你。
We thank you for Jesus, who is the light of the world.
我们感谢耶稣，他是世上的光。
He is the perfect example of how we are to look at matters of life your way.
他是我们在世上的完美的榜样，让我们可以用你的眼光来看待万事。
And how we are to do things in life your way.
也要用你的方式来处理我们生活当中的一切事情。
And we thank you that we are given your spirit when we believe in Jesus.
我们感谢你，当我们信你的时候，信耶稣的时候，你就赐给我们新的灵。
So that we can walk in light and not in darkness.
使我们可以走出黑暗，进入光明。
That we can have wisdom instead of foolishness.
我们可以挪去愚昧，得到智慧。
And we pray that we will now be open to your word.
我们祈求你让我们的心灵向你的话语敞开。
And may your spirit minister to our soul.
让你的圣灵在我们心里动工。
We pray and believe.
我们祷告也相信。
In the name of Jesus, the light of the world.
奉这个世界的光，耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So there is a big tennis event going on right now in New York.
我们现在正在纽约有一个很重要的一个网球的赛事。
And there is a feel-good story that came out of this U.S. Open.
那其中这个美国公开赛这个网球公开赛呢，有一段的佳话。
And that is Peng Shuai making a maiden run into her first ever Grand Slam semifinals.
所以这个我们有一个中国选手叫彭帅，他进入了前四名。
But we are also very saddened in a way because it came to a very abrupt end for her.
但我们也同时感到很惋惜，因为她的这个赛事突然间就终结了。
Under very intense heat and humidity, and perhaps just the strain from competing so much.
在这个酷热之下，或者是在连续比赛之下
，her fitness faltered.
她的身体顶不住了。
And so this was what she said when she was giving a press conference.
她在事后，她在这个记者招待会上，她是这样说的。
The doctor, she said to me, you are not able really to go out to fight, compete, because you look, or your look is not really well.
她说，这个医生就警告她说，你看你现在的样子非常的不合适去比赛。
This was when she really couldn't go on in the match, and she needed a medical checkup by a doctor.
这是她在比赛中途当中必须要因为身体不行了，必须要停止比赛的时候，那医生跟她这样说的。
But after what the doctor said to her, she said, "No, no, no, I don't want to give up. I want to try one more time."
但这个医生跟她这样讲完以后，她说不行不行，我还要再去做最后一击。
And she continues to say, "Then I come back. I know I'm not going to stay maybe too long, but I just want to try."
她说在那之后呢，她就重新再回到赛场。她说她自己也知道可能撑不下去，但是呢，她说她试图再试一下。
I just wanted to challenge my opponent one more time.
我希望给我的对手再一次的挑战。
And so in some of the sports headlines, there's one of it says, "Brave Peng ignores doctors to chase Grand Slam dream."
所以有些报纸的头条这个标题就是说，这个勇敢的彭帅他不顾医生的建议，勇敢的去参加比赛。
It's a statement that has a high tension within it.
这一句话很有意思。
Because it does sound like she did right.
听上去好像她所做的是对的。
But it also sounds like she did wrong.
也可能感觉到她是做错了。
And so we could all feel for her to say, "Oh, you're finally there. This is your moment," and then you have to somehow quit.
可能我们都很能够理解她，因为她最终已经进入到了这个关键时刻。但是呢，他不得不退出。
And so when I read this story, I wondered.
所以当我在读这个故事的时候，我不禁的在想。
Was it bravery and determination?
那是他的勇敢呢？是他的坚决呢？
Or was it not a wise decision?
还是一个不大明智的这样的一个决定呢？
And it was good that nothing more awful happened to Peng Shuai for ignoring the doctor's advice this time round.
很幸运的是，这个彭帅他无视这个医生的建议，没有一个更惨重的后果。
And there is this psychic that is very much ingrained in our minds.
但是我们的思想里面可能都有这样的一个心理。
When the going gets tough, the tough gets going.
好像是屡败屡战。
So sometimes determination does become a god that we are willing to risk our lives for.
有时候我们心中的这样的一个执着变成了我们的一个神。让我们去不顾一切的去冒险。
There somehow seems to be this shame of quitting.
好像我们退出是一个很羞耻的事情。
And this is also a reason why many people may not be willing to change their minds.
这就是为什么很多人不愿意退出的一个原因。
If this is my belief, I am going to go straight ahead, even if I'm told that something is really wrong with what I'm thinking.
我是这样想的，但是呢，如果即使有人来告诉我说我想的不对，我也要。执着地坚持下去。
And sometimes when we ignore the right evaluation and advice of the doctor,
有时候如果我们无视医生的诊断和建议的话，
or to people around us,
或者是我们周围的人给我们的建议，
sometimes we will have to pay a far bigger cost than to depart on a wheelchair exhausted.
有时候彭帅是被轮椅推出去的，但是呢，如果我们无视这些建议的话，有时候我们要付上更惨痛的代价。
Jesus said.
耶稣说
I am the light of the world.
我是世界的光。
Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
While I am in the world,
我在世上的时候
I am the light of the world.
是世上的光。
When he's saying that I am the light of the world,
当他说我是世上的光的时候
Jesus is saying that he knows exactly how the world should be run.
他知道这个世界应该是怎么样运作的。
He is claiming perfect knowledge to every details of everything on this earth.
他对所有的事情都有全备的知识。
So on a very much smaller scale and as an imperfect analogy,
这是一个很小的一个比喻。
It is as if your coach or your professor came in and said, I am the authority in this particular field of study, or I am the coach of the century.
如果你的教练或者你老师来跟你说，我是在这一行的专家。
And so when someone says that, you need to give respect or at least due consideration to what the person is saying.
当有人来这样跟你说的时候，至少你要考虑一下，思考一下他所说的是什么。
Because this person really knows a whole lot more than what we actually do.
因为这个人可能比我们所了解的要多得多。
And because Jesus is the light of the world,
因为耶稣是世界的光。
That means that whatever he says and does are always the demonstration of what is absolutely, totally true and full of grace.
所以他所说的，他所做的，都是在展示绝对的、完全的真理，并且是充满了恩典。
And so again, we'll do well to at least consider what he has said and done.
所以我们至少要思考一下他所说的，他所做的。
Even if at this point in time we don't believe.
或许是在现今的这个阶段我们还不相信。
So to ignore what Jesus has said and what he has done is as if to ignore the good doctor's advice.
如果我们无视他所说的话，他所做的事情，就如同无视医生的建议一般。
And it is done at our own peril.
这是可能给我们自己带来很严重的后果的。
So when we first read John chapter 9,
当我们一开始来读约翰福音第九章的时候,
the opening five verses already starts to tell us the work and saying of truth and grace that Jesus does.
开头这五节就告诉我们耶稣是充满了恩典跟真理的。
He is demonstrating what it's like to perceive things in a godly way and to do things in a godly way.
他告诉我们怎么样从神的角度来看待事情。
So there's a situation at hand.
所以这个当时的这个情形是这样的。
There is a blind man.
有一个瞎眼的人。
And he's blind from birth.
他是出生就瞎眼的。
And the disciples raised a question.
这些门徒们呢，就向耶稣问这样一个问题。
The theological question.
这是一个神学上的问题。
But it also shows the lack of full understanding in terms of their theology.
同时也告诉我们，这些门徒们有一个错误的神学观念。
They asked, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
他们说，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪呢？是这人呢？是他父母呢？
This is based on a theology that was very popular during that time.
这是一个根据当时很流行的这样的一个神学观念而问出来的。
And it's what we call the theology of retribution.
这可以说是一种叫报应的神学。
Right there, we see that they have produced a wrong absolute. That means that suffering is always a punishment for sin or evil.
所以他们就有一个错误的观念，就是说苦难永远总是由罪所导致的。
This is what Job's friends were saying when they saw Job in such disasters.
这是约伯在受难以后，约伯的朋友们也是这样告诉他的。
Is it wrong to say that?
这样说对不对呢?
That punishment could, that such sufferings could be a result of sin.
就苦难总是罪的结果。
Well, we'll see that Jesus does acknowledge that it can be.
耶稣也承认这是可能是一种可能性。
Although right here at this point in time, there is no such affirmation.
但是在这个时候，在这个瞎子身上没有这种联系。
In fact, Jesus was trying to show them that what is the godly way of seeing things.
耶稣在这里告诉我们是怎么样从神的角度来看问题。
So Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life.
所以耶稣说，也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪。是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
So it's not to deny that this person is a sinful person or that the parents are sinful person.
这耶稣并没有说这个人没有犯罪，或者是他的父母没有犯罪。
But that Jesus is saying that this particular blindness is not a punishment as a result of a particular evil thing that he or the parents have done.
耶稣在这里说，他的这个眼睛失明，不是说因为他或者是他父母所做的事情的一个惩罚。
So right here and then, it refutes the idea that all sufferings are God's condemnation.
所以就告诉我们，不是说所有的苦难都是由罪而来的。
And Jesus is also not teaching that God intentionally made this man blind.
耶稣也没有告诉我们说耶、啊、神故意让这个人生来就瞎眼。
But Jesus is trying to show that there is sovereignty in God's hands.
耶稣在这里想要告诉我们的是神的主权。
And under such a sovereignty, he could intervene.
在这样一个主权之下，他可以干预所有的事情。
And when he intervenes, even this blindness, God can still bring good out of it.
所以即使是面对这样一个生来瞎眼的人，神也可以让他成为好事。
Because Jesus says the work of God might be displayed.
这里耶稣说要显出神的作为。
And so to display it means that it's something very tangible.
显示出来就表示说是可以看得见的。
And for the work of God to be displayed, it is for this blind man to know about God and for all those around him to know about God.
要显示神的作为呢，就是让这个瞎子能够认识神，也让他周围的人可以认识神。
So amazingly, this person who has been despised by the society is now going to be an instrument for God's glory.
所以这个被社会所唾弃的这个人成为了神的器皿。
And so Jesus is trying to tell them that this, to think always that this person is suffering because a sinful thing has happened in his life is actually an awful thing.
所以耶稣告诉我们说，如果你这样想说，这个人是因为他犯了罪，所以他生来瞎眼了，这个是不对的一种想法。
Because Jesus saw the person.
耶稣看到的是这个人。
But then the disciples saw a theological question.
这些门徒们只是看到一个神学的问题。
And this blind man who is a beggar becomes a sample A.
这个乞丐，这个瞎了眼要做乞丐的人，只不过是成了他们的一个样板。
And so we know that that blocks compassion.
所以我们看到这样是阻碍了他们的怜悯。
And it brings very unwarranted judgment on a particular person, as well as very hazy understanding of what God can do.
也带来了一些没有根据的这些指责，也导致一种对神的一个混淆的理解。
And so Jesus continues on to demonstrate what is to be done as full of truth and grace.
然后这里我们看到耶稣继续了他的工作，就是充满了真理和恩典的工作。
So he doesn't only speak about theology.
他不单只是教导神学。
He practices the theology.
他还把这个神学给活出来。
And in the entire interaction with this man, Jesus showed that this is the way that God would have reached out to anyone.
在与这个瞎子的互动过程当中，神让我们看到他做事的方式。
So first we read that Jesus saw this man.
所以我们首先看到的是耶稣看到了这样的这个人。
And it stirs up his compassion for this person who has desperate need.
他激发了内心的怜悯，对这个有极度需要的人的这个怜悯。
And then he moved on, he touched, he reached out to this person.
然后他还继续，他去触摸这个人。
He took the initiation.
他主动的来跟他建立联系。
And we know that he knows exactly what he is doing.
我们知道他知道他在做什么。
Because the blind man could see in the end.
因为后来这个瞎眼的人就得以看见。
And what did he put on the blind man's eyes?
他在这个瞎子的眼睛上放了一些什么呢
？Dirt mixed with his saliva that became mud.
就他用唾沫和的泥放在他眼睛上。
So imagine this being placed on your eyes without your acknowledgement.
试想一下，如果这个东西被放在你的眼睛上，你会怎么想
？Or being sold as a beauty product.
或者是把它当作一个美容产品来销售
？Saliva infused dirt for your blindness, USDA organic.
这个唾液和的泥，这个是美国农业部所认定的有机产品。
Would you want it?
你会想要买它吗
？After that, we know many things happened.
后来我们知道发生了很多的事情。
And this man was thrown out of the synagogue.
这个人呢就被从犹太会堂给赶了出来。
Jesus went on to find this man.After he heard this news.
耶稣知道这件事情以后，他就去找到这个人。
Again, he took the initiation to look for this man in the crowd.
再一次的，他主动的去寻找这个人。
And is to search out.
去寻找他。
And we have to think that Jesus came to show what the Father would do.
耶稣来到这世上，就告诉我们天父会怎么做。
So again, we are reminded that in the fullness of truth and grace, God will search out sinners to bring them back.
所以我们知道在神的恩典和真理当中他会来寻找我们这些失丧的人带我们回到天家
And the last step we see that Jesus reveals himself to this man
最后我们看到耶稣向这个瞎眼的人显示他自己的身份
And it's not just to find this person, but the final step to reveal who he is.
所以他不是不单只是说要找到他，而是而且他要告诉他他自己是谁。
With the revelation, it allows for the opportunity to acknowledge and to believe.
让这个瞎眼的人有这样的一个机会来相信他。
When this man asks, "Tell me, so that I can believe in him, who this Son of Man is."
当这个人问说主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我信他呢？
Jesus says, "You have seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you."
也就是说，你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。
Jesus will not hide away his identity to those who are sincerely keen to know.
对那些虔诚需要想要了解耶稣的人，耶稣从来不隐瞒自己的身份。
And we'll find that the point of contention here also for the Pharisees is that Jesus healed on the Sabbath.
但是这里我们也看到有一个局面，就是这些法利赛人看到耶稣在安息日治好了这个人。
But very interestingly, once Jesus said, "I am the light of the world," he immediately healed on the Sabbath.
当耶稣说我是世界的光的时候，他马上就在安息日治好了这个失明的人。
This tells us that healing on Sabbath is not against the Mosaic law.
这里告诉我们在安息日治好病人，并不是说违背摩西五经，违背摩西律法的。
In fact, what he is doing is in light of God's truth.
耶稣所做的只不过是把神的亮光带到这世上来。
And so in all of these things that Jesus is doing, he is trying to tell us, or trying to point to us, what is the right way to do things and what is the right way to think about things.
所以耶稣这里所做的就是告诉我们怎么样想，怎么样做才是对的。
And there is a positive response from the man who was healed.
那这个被治好的人呢，他有一个很正面的这样的一个回应。
And for this person, he starts with obedience and then it ends off with worship.
我们看到他首先是顺从耶稣的指令，然后呢，最后他是敬拜神。
So after mud was put on his eyes,
所以当这个泥被放在他脸上的时候，
he was instructed by this stranger to just go and wash.
耶稣告诉他说，你去洗干净他。
And he was told to go to this pool.Of Siloam.
有人告诉他说到这个池里面去洗。
And this word Siloam actually means sent.
这西罗亚这个词呢，这个池子的这个名字呢，有一个意思就是说去差遣、差送的意思。
You should have this little explanation in your Bible.
你在圣经里面可能有一个小小的注解。
And the beauty of this is that it's symbolic of the obedience to the instruction.
这是一个愿意顺服的这样的一个表征。
Because this person was sent and he did go.
这个人被差遣，他也愿意去。
But it's also symbolic of Jesus.
这也是一个对耶稣的这样的一个表征。
Not only is he the sender,
不单只是他是一个差送的人，
but he is also the one who has been sent by the Father.
他也被天父差送到这个世上来。
And so just to go, it shows the beauty of what it's like when there is obedience.
就在这里我们看到一个因顺服所带来的美好的图画。
And very, tersely, John wrote. So the man went and washed and came home seeing.
所以他回去洗，他去洗一洗，回头就看见。
Sometimes it is that easy.
有时候就是那么简单。
And sometimes obedience really brings about things that happen really quickly.
有时候顺服就很快的就让我们看到结果。
Sometimes.
有时候。
And so consider this. This is a very abrupt moment in the life of the blind man.
So we can see this,
瞎子他就是在他生活里面发生了很重要的事情。But he offered no resistance.
但他没有任何的抵制。
If we read John chapter 5, we find that there is also a paraplegic by a pool who needed healing.
在我们读约翰福音第五章的时候，我们也看到有一个瘫子，他也是需要被医治。
But there is a strong contrast in the way that they responded to Jesus.
但当时他们对耶稣的回应就有一个很鲜明的对比。
And so for this posture of belief, first there is obedience.
所以我们看到首先有了这样的一个顺服。
And maybe it's an idea of it's worth the try. I mean, there's nothing to lose, really.
或许他在想反正没有什么好损失的，反正就试一试吧。
And so there is obedience.
但不管怎么说都是有一个顺服。
With this obedience came the next beauty in terms of a posture of belief, and that is to have personal experience.
但他这样的一个顺服呢，就带出了一个个人对神的经历。
And there is evidence on him that tells us that Jesus is someone really special.
他身上就有了这样一个证据，告诉我们耶稣是很特别的。
And not only that, he has an honest retelling of his life story.
而且呢，他就马上就回去来转告别人在他身上所发生的事情。
So imagine this, you're a friend or family to this blind man, and he came home seeing.
所以你想象，想象一下那些啊这些啊这个啊瞎子的亲戚们看到这个人可以看见了。
Beyond the shock.
所以在震惊之余。
What other evidence of a full miraculous healing does one need?
他们还需要什么其他的证据呢？
Perhaps as doctors, you will want to say, okay, let me just make sure that your eyes are working fine and then you do the finger thing.
如果他是一个医生的话，或许他会来检查一下这个人的视力是不是真的就恢复了。
Because blindness at birth is regarded as an irreversible biological condition.
因为生来就瞎眼，这是一个不可逆转的生理现象。
And so it's unthinkable that blindness can be cured.
这个生来就瞎眼的人能够被治好，这是不可思议的事情。
And so for someone who has received such a miracle,
所以当有人得到了这样的一个奇迹，
it's actually a huge shock.
这是一个很大的一个震惊。
And if you've been through events in your life that you go, is this really happening? This is some, magnify that by 10 times, 100 times, and this is what the blind man would be feeling.
所以在我们生活当中，或许我们也经历过这些不可能发生的事情，也发生了。你把它乘上一千倍，大概就是这个瞎子所经历到的。
But he's very sure of the event.
但这个瞎子非常清楚所发生的事情。
Because on repeated questioning of how were you healed, he's able to retell the story over and over again without any adding any drama to it.
他反复的被询问说你是怎么被治好的，他每一次都。重新的再转述这个故事。
He would say that I am the man.
他说我就是那个人，我就是那个瞎眼的人。
And one thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see.
他说我以前是瞎眼的，我现在可以看见。
No matter how many times you're going to ask me or question me, well, I am the man, and now I see.
不管你问我多少次，我都是那个人，我以前是瞎眼的，我现在可以看见。
And for the person, it is so sure because the change is undeniable.
因为他所经历到的这件事情让他有这样的一个确信。
Nobody has ever heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind.
从来没有人听说过生来瞎眼的人可以重新得到重新得到看见。
Yet I now stand before you, seeing you.
但是我现在站在你面前，我就告诉你，我就是那个人。
And so oftentimes it comes to us also as a challenge.
很多时候我们也要面对这样的一个挑战。
Because changes in our lives after we believe in Jesus Christ sometimes can be very dramatic.
当我们信了耶稣以后，我们的改变可能是很巨大的。
And sometimes you might ask, is this still me? Is this still me? Is this really happening?
所以有时候你可能会看说，哎，这个还是我吗？在发生什么事情？
Where did this patience come from? I thought I was really hot-tempered.
说我原来是很这个脾气很大的，现在这个忍耐是从哪里来的呢？
But this is for us to remember that we have to believe that once we're touched by Jesus, truly dramatic transformations can happen.
所以告诉我们，当我们被耶稣所触摸的时候，真正的改变是有可能的。
And most importantly, just as this blind man did, it's not just the evidence itself.
所以更重要的是，像这个瞎子一样，不单只是说有这样的一个证据。
But he recognized Jesus to be the healer.
他承认耶稣就是那个医治者。
And so in verses 11 to 15, he keeps answering that it is this man, it is Jesus, who is the one who healed me.
所以在11节到15节，他不断地在回答这个问题，是不是耶稣医治了他。
And so he told it as it is, even though it was very unthinkable.
他就实话实说，虽然这个事情好像听上去是不可能的。
Mud went, washed, see.
泥巴洗了就看见了。
He did not try to find any other justifications for the healing.
他没有去试图找其他的所谓的原因。
In fact, he attributed it to be something wonderful.
他认为这件事情是美好的。
Because in verse 30 he says, Now this is remarkable. You don't know where he comes from. Yet, he opened my eyes.
第三十节那人说，他开了我的眼睛，你们竟不知道他从哪里来，真是奇怪。
This is not an easy task actually, because once your usual grasp of reality is shaken so much, it's hard.For you to recount the actual reality.
这是一个很难的一个挑战。当你的固有的理念被摇撼的时候，有时候你会有很多的这种怀疑。
But such a reality, such a new reality, brought him to the final step of his posture of belief.
但是这样的一个事实，把他带到了他这个相信的最后的一个阶段。
And that is worship.
就是去敬拜神。
He could have been very angry after being thrown out by the Pharisees.
他被这些法利赛人赶出会堂，他有理由感到非常的生气。
And thrown out is just to be very rudely removed from their presence.
这个被赶出来就是被很粗暴的这样被踢出来。
And so when he actually finally meets Jesus again, he could have said, "Jesus, man, I did not ask for this."
所以他再次见到耶稣的时候，他或许可能会问说：“耶稣，我并没有说要被赶出来啊。”
But from where we from verses 35 to 39,
但从第三十五到三十九节。
We see that he has this posture of seeking out the healer.
我们知道他要对这个医治者，他有这样的一个寻求、追求。
And then have that willingness to commit himself to the healer.
他也愿意委身给这位医治者。
When he first meets Jesus and he says, "Sir" or "Lord," it is a term of respect.
当他第一次初初见到耶稣的时候，他说是主，这是一个尊称。
But by the second time when he says, "Lord, I believe," the second Lord has turned into a master, which is a term of submission.
当他第二次再喊主的时候，这是就是告诉他说他有这样的一个顺服的这样的一个心智。
So he knew that he has been delivered from his physical suffering by this man.
他知道他的肉体的痛苦已经被这位医治者医治好了。
And it was worth being thrown out of the synagogue.
即使是被逐出这个会堂，他也觉得是值得的。
That this man is worth committing his life to.
这个人是值得他跟随的。
Because in the word worshipped,
因为敬拜这个字，拜这个字
means to prostrate oneself before another.
就是跪下来。
To say I'm totally yours.
就降服，就说我是你的。
And it means then to fall down and worship.
就是跪拜下来去敬拜他。
And the beauty of the man's progress is written in John chapter 9.
所以在约翰福音第九章，我们可以看到这个人对耶稣的一步一步加深的认识。
So he initially knew Jesus as the man they called Jesus, the healer.
一开始他只是知道耶稣这个是一个名叫耶稣的人，是可以医治的人。
But as he thinks more, as he retells his story more, he now acknowledges Jesus to be the prophet.
然后他在转述他的故事的时候呢，他就承认到耶稣是一位先知。
Which in the Jewish context would then point to the Messiah.
在这个犹太人的理念里面，这个就是指到这个弥赛亚。
And towards the end, he starts to acknowledge Jesus as the man from God.
到最后的时候，他就承认到耶稣是神的儿子。
And ultimately, he is the Lord. He is the Son of Man.
最后，他是主，他是神的儿子，是那位弥赛亚。
With more interaction and contemplation, there comes more understanding.
所以他有越多的思考，越多的互动的时候呢，他对神的认识也就越多。
So amidst such positive response to Jesus, however, there is sadly also the hardness of heart of the Pharisees.
很可惜的是，当我们看到这个瞎子有这样一个正面的回应的时候呢，我们也看到很多人他们有不信的这个姿态。
And the hardness of heart is one that is refused to budge against the undeniable evidence.
这是因为人心的刚硬，在这个不可拒绝的证据面前，他们还不愿意做出让步。
This hardness of heart is truly unbelief.
这个人心的刚硬，就是因为他们心中的不信。
And very dangerously and very sadly, it is because they are blinded by their own foregone conclusion on a particular matter.
因为他们心里面已经做出了这样的一个决定，做出了这样的一个结论，所以不管这个证据怎么说，他们都不愿意去相信。
So John writes in verse 18, still did not believe.
所以在第十八节的时候，我们看到犹太人不信。
And in verse 27, the man would say, "You did not listen."
第二十七节的时候，这个瞎子跟他们说，你们不听。
And the hardness of heart, it was expressed two ways.
这个心地的刚硬可以从两个方面体现出来。
Incorrect theology.
第一个是不对的神学观念。
And taking that one step further is pride-driven irrationality.
第二个呢，就是因为这个骄傲促使他们驱使他们失去了理智
truly doing things that are crazy
什么就让他们做出一些疯狂的事情
and this is again rings of the warning that we have in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23
在箴言第四章二十三节也给我们这样的一个警告
it says above all else guard your heart for it is the wellspring of life
你要保守你的心胜过保守一切因为一生的果效是由心发出
And heart is the true belief system of a particular person.
我们的心就是我们真正的这样的一个信仰的系统。
It's the convictions that will direct how we live out our lives.
是让我们这样的一个信仰，让我们指导我们怎么样来过我们的日子。
It is what we truly believe.
这是我们真正相信的是什么。
And so here the Pharisees have in their hearts a very problematic theology.
所以这些法利赛人在他们内心里面有一个有问题的这样的一个神学的观念。
I'll give you two examples.
我给你两个例子。
One is, well, this man is a sinner. He's not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath.
法利赛人中有人说这个人不是从神来的，因为他不守安息日。
So was it the healing that Jesus did that was problematic?
所以耶稣的医治有问题吗？
Well, there is this one tiny detail in the healing that was in fact problematic for the Pharisees.
因为耶稣是在安息日给这个人施以医治，就让这些法利赛人有很多的问题。
Remember the mud?
你记得还记得这个泥吗？
The mixing of the mud was against the Sabbath law that the Pharisees said is wrong.
这法利赛人说在那里和泥是违背他们的 对安息日的规定的。
It's down to such a detail that Jesus apparently offended the Sabbath law.
在这么小小的一件事情上他们认为耶稣违背了安息日的条例。
The mud is more important than the person getting healed.
他们认为和泥这件事情比这个病人这个瞎子得到看见更加重要。
So their understanding of the Sabbath was wrong, and so they made a wrongful deduction about what Jesus was doing.
所以他们对安息日的理解是错的，所以呢，他们就对耶稣所做的事情做出了错误的推断。
And you can see that their wrong theology puts them in a very difficult position.
所以他们这样的一个对安息日错误的了解，把他们放在一个自相矛盾的这样的一个位置上。
Because there's confusion among the Pharisees. If he's a sinner, how can he heal?
所以他们就在他们当中起了混乱。他是一个罪人，他们怎么样又可以医治人呢？
And because of their wrong understanding, they actually missed the prophecy that was written in the book of Isaiah.
因为他们这样一个错误的观念，导致他们就没有看到以赛亚所写下来的这个预言。
In the days of the Messiah, the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped.
以赛亚说当弥赛亚来的时候瞎子的眼必睁开聋子的耳必开通。
So they're looking through the lens of the Sabbath and they completely miss Jesus as performing the signs of the Messiah.
所以当他们用这个错误的这个安息日的理念来看这个耶稣的工作的时候他们完全就没有意识到耶稣其实就是在做弥赛亚所当做的工作。
And the second example of this wrongful conviction is this.
然后第二个例子就是他们有这样内心的错误的理解的第二个例子。
In verse 24, it tells the blind man to say, "Give glory to God."
第二十四节，我们看到说要将荣耀归给神。
It sounds good.
听起来很好。
But give glory to God is actually a phrase to say you need to confess your sin.
但这些法利赛人对这个瞎子这样说，其实就是在跟这个瞎子说你要忏悔你的罪。
In fact, they're abusing God's name because they are trying to use God's name to force the blind man to say the answer that they would accept.
他们其实是在滥用神的名，他们希望通过这样的使用神的名来强迫这位瞎子来忏悔自己所做的事情。
So the hardness of heart has theological aspects to it.
所以这个心地刚硬有。跟这个错误的神学理念是有关系的。
But then we see that something beyond theology, the pride acted up.
但再进一步我们可以看到这些法利赛人心中的骄傲。
Not only was their theology in shambles by this time they interacted with the blind man.
不单只是他们在这件事情上的观念，神学观念是错的。
They realize that they are made to look really not very smart.
而且从这个事情上来看看他们的表现就可以知道他们已经到了一个很愚昧的地步。
Because this blind man who has no education apparently is able to educate them in terms of good theology.
这个从来没有受过教育的这位瞎子可以教导这些法利赛人什么是正确的神学。
So they already do not believe that this man was born blind.
他们一开始就不相信这个人从小生下来就是瞎眼的。
So they went to the parents.
所以他们就来到他的父母那里。
And with the parents, there is fear in their hearts.
这些他的父母呢，就心中有很多的惧怕。
Because these Jews have religious authority, and they have already said that anyone who acknowledges Jesus as Christ will be chased out of the synagogue.
因为这些他的父母也知道这些人很有权柄，谁要是违背他们，就会被从会堂里面赶出来。
So they're taking religion and abusing it for their own power.
所以他们把这个宗教这个礼仪当作是他们把持权力的这样的一个手段。
And after they receive the answer from the parents, they are still very doubtful.
当他们听到这个父母的回答以后，他们还是不相信。
And they will have a second time. They will call on the blind man to ask again, "How were you healed? How were you healed?"
So 他第二次又找来这个，把这个瞎子找来，说你是怎么被治好的
？And you will see that this blind man, and rightfully, he was exasperated.
所以这个可以听到这个，我们可以想象这个这个瞎子是已经很生气了。
I have told you already, and you did not believe, or you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again?
我已经告诉你了，你不愿意相信，为什么你还要再来问呢
？It points to the hardness of heart.
这就指出了他们内心的真心所在。
And if you're not open to, you're not sincerely open to any answer that comes to you will be a non-answer.
所以他们并不想听到他们不想听的这些答案。
And lastly, when they are completely pushed to the corner.
当他们无选择可做的时候
，they resorted to the worst form of hardness of heart, and that is personal abuse.
他们就沦落到这种骂人的这样的一个境界。
They hurled insults at him.
他们就骂他说。
And they hurled insults at Jesus, calling him this fellow, which is actually a derogatory term.
他们也骂耶稣说这个人其实是一个很贬低的这样的一个称呼。
And they condemned the person to be sin at birth.Be sinful at birth.
他们说这个人生下来就瞎眼，一定是个罪人。
And the very last one, how dare you lecture us?
最后就说你怎么敢来斗胆来教导我们
？Resorting to putting people down.
所以呢，他们要把人给贬低。
But in the process, exposing their unteachable heart.
然后呢，从中呢就显示出他们不可教的这样的一个顽固心态。
Like a math teacher who writes 1 + 1 = 3, and a little kid in kindergarten says, "I thought it was 2," and you say, "Do I know better or do you know better?"
就像有人说一加一等于三，然后那小学生就说不对，一加一等于二，你就对这个小学生说，我知道的多还是你知道的多
？Truth then becomes not a matter of reasoning; it becomes a matter of status and position.
所以这已经不在乎真实和理性了，而是在于他们自己的身份和位置。
And they will say.Moses versus this fella.
他们说我们有摩西，这个人是谁
？That is the hardness of heart that led to truly pride-driven irrationality.
所以这就是因为他们内心的骄傲驱使他们变为疯狂。
Brothers and sisters and friends, John chapter 9 is really an object lesson.
弟兄姊妹们，约翰福音第九章确实一个很好的一个功课。
It is using physical healing to point towards the spiritual healing.
这个生理上的医治。指向心灵的黑暗的医治。
That indeed we are all born spiritually blind.
我们所有人生来都是心灵失明的。
But then we can be reborn to be spiritually not blind.
但我们可以重生，我们可以重新看见。
So just as Jesus could heal physical blindness, he could also heal spiritual blindness.
正像耶稣可以医治生理上的失明，他可以医治心灵的黑暗。
Jesus said, "For judgment I come into this world so that the blind will see, and those who will see will become blind."
耶稣说我为审判到这世上来叫不能看见的可以看见能看见的反瞎了眼
This judgment is not condemnation
这个审判并不是说来定罪
But for stating what is true to be true
而是告诉我们真相真理是什么
So for example I would say this is a tag
所以我说
I was going to say bookmark but usually it's a tag that's used as bookmark
所以我跟大家说这个是一个标签
That is my judgment on this tag.
这是我的认定。
I'm not saying that it's bad or good, but it is what it is.
我不是说它是对的，还是好的，是还是坏的。我只不过说这个实话实说。
And so for Jesus, as light of the world, he came in to pronounce, to have the correct pronouncement on matters of life.
所以耶稣他是世界的光，他来到世上就是告诉我们真相是什么。
So he's telling that we have blindness.
他告诉我们，我们有心中的黑暗。
We do not have.A proper or even no understanding of the spiritual truth and reality.
我们并不明白属灵的真相。
But then he doesn't stop there.
但他并没有就在这次就在那里停留。
He doesn't say, "Oh, you're wrong," and he walks away.
他并没有只是说告诉我们哦你做错了，所以然后他就离开。
But he tells us that there can be a positive change.
他告诉我们可以有转机。
But then at the same time, then he also tells us that if we do not believe, then we'll have a change for the worse.
但他也告诉我们，如果我们不相信不回转的话那个结果会更加的惨重
So he acknowledges yes we're in a sinful state we're blind
所以他告诉我们我们确实是在这个心中的黑暗的这样的一个境界
But we can see if we believe in Jesus
但是如果我们相信耶稣的话我们可以看见
And this is for us again then to acknowledge that Jesus is the light of the world. And it's a beautiful thing because we now live in a time when the prophecy of Isaiah has been fulfilled. In Isaiah chapter 9, and this was used also by Matthew, tells us that people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
以赛亚书第9章说, 但那受过痛苦的必不再见幽暗, 从前神使西布伦地和拿弗他利, 被藐视, 幕后却使这沿海的路, 约旦河外, 外邦人的, 的加利利, 得着荣耀, 在黑暗行走的百姓, 看见了大光, 住在死荫之地的人, 有光照耀他们。
And it is by the cross then that we now see the light.
因着十字架, 我们现在看到了光亮。
Because on the cross it is the glory that God has loved for the world. And God showed it by sending His only begotten Son to die on behalf of sinners.
神为了爱人把他的儿子,独生爱子, 差遣到世上来,
so that sinners can be saved from sin into glory.
所以罪人可以得拯救。
So by the cross, even though the world remains imperfect and we still await that final day of redemption,
因着十字架我们看到虽然这个世界不完美但是我们已经看到那最后的结局
Into hopelessness Jesus has already brought hope
在绝望当中他带来了盼望
And continues to bring hope
他不断地给我们带来盼望
And strength
给我们带来, 能力
And there is eternal salvation
给我们带来永恒的拯救
And instead of being eternally separated and blind to God we are now eternally reconciled to God through Jesus Christ.
所以不再永远的与神分离而是永远的与神和好
Into death, Jesus already brings life.
在死亡当中,他给我们带来了生命。
Such is the light sent from God to bring life.
这就是神所带来的亮光, 给我们带来生命的亮光。
And by the cross,
因着十字架,
we can have this new life in Jesus with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
我们在基督里有了这个新的生命 就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制
And truly our hearts will be transformed so that whatever is true, noble and right and pure and lovely and admirable and excellent and praiseworthy all these things we will only think about
我们的心也会被改变 我们凡是这些可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的若有什么德行、若有什么称赞 我们都可以去思念
And whenever we have joy, whenever we think about things praiseworthy and excellent We know that God is working in our lives to change our blindness into sight.
我们内心有什么德行,有什么称赞,我们知道这是因为神改变我们的结果。
So may we not have the hardness of heart.
所以让我们心地不再刚硬。
Be very careful in terms of how strongly we hold on to certain things in our lives.
当我们在对一些东西有很强的执着的时候,我们要仔细地去思考这些东西是什么。
The challenge on, for example, the problem of suffering often starts from a faulty assumption.
当我们经历苦难的时候,往往我们会有一个错误的假设。
We don't tend to think that if God is good, then whatever He does is good, and so in this suffering, something must be good.
所以我们不会想说,神是好的,他所做的一切的事情都是好的。 我们所经历这个苦难也必定有它的好处
And also, may we reflect to know that our lives are dependent on Jesus
让我们一同来反思我们的生命是依靠耶稣基督才能够存活
Because Jesus has said in John 15
在约翰福音15章
I am the vine, you are the branches If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit Apart from me, you can do nothing
我是葡萄树,你们是枝子,藏在我里面的,我也藏在他里面,这人就多结果子,因为离了我,你们就不能做什么。
So may we continue to have remembrance of what God has done in the past in our lives.
让我们不断地思考耶稣在过去为我们所成就的一切。
So that when we are asked, why do you have such hope? We can have that confidence to say this is why.
当别人问你心中的盼望的缘由的时候,你就有信心可以回答。
And to close, I'm going to borrow and modify the lyrics of a song in a Disney animation, Tangled.
作为结束,我想借用迪士尼这个动画电影这个长发公主里面的一句歌词。
And something that we can think about too.
我们也可以一同来思考。
And then see the song in a different light, haha.
我们可以从另外一个角度来看这首歌。And
at last, we see the light.
最终我看到了亮光。
And it's like the fog has lifted.
就像浓雾已经散去。
And at last we see the light.
最后我看到了亮光。
And it's like the sky is new.
好像天空都已经更新。
And it's warm and real and bright.
那是温暖的，是真实的，是光亮的。
And the world has somehow shifted.
就像这个世界已经被转换了一样。
All at once, everything looks different.
马上的，好像所有的一切都已经不再一样。
Now that we see you,
现在我因为我看到了你。
And truly beautiful is the life that is touched by Jesus Christ.
被耶稣所改变的生命是美好的生命。
May we continue to acknowledge that we need Him.
让我不断地意识到我们需要他。
And we need Him every hour. May we continue to walk in Him, in so that we don't walk in darkness but have the light of life.
我们在每一时刻都需要依靠他，所以我们可以走在光明当中，不在黑暗里行。
Let us pray.
我们一同祷告。
Dear Heavenly Abba,
在天上的父。
Help us to remain in Jesus Christ as we walk the path of faith.
让我们不断地在基督里。
May your Spirit continue to give us understanding of your word.
让你的灵不断地感动我们，让我们明白你的话语。
When we truly seek to know more of you and to love all of you.
我们要更多地知道你，更多地了解你。
We thank you for giving us Jesus, the light of the world.
谢谢你把这耶稣这个世界的光赐给我们。
The light of the world who came down into darkness.
这个世界的光进入到黑暗当中。
Open our eyes to see your glory.
打开我们的眼睛，让我们看到你的荣耀。
And it is him we worship.
我们敬拜他。
And it is in his name that we pray and believe.
奉他的名，我们祷告，相信。
Amen.
Amen.
And dear brothers and sisters, as we sing this song as our response hymn,
当我们唱这个回应诗歌的时候
，we will also be collecting the Christian's offering.
我们也同时在收奉献。
And the offering is a duty as well as a delight for Christians only.
奉献是基督徒的一个权柄和一个权利。
So if you are not yet a Christian, allow the bag to pass from before you.
如果你还不是基督徒，就把这个袋子从你面前传过去就好了。
And may it be that as we sing, "Here I am to worship."
当我们唱这首诗歌的时候
，Truly we will worship the light of the world, Jesus Christ.
我们一同来敬拜这个世界的光。
多少代价能使我罪钉上十架，我不知道多少代价能使我罪钉上十架，我不知道多少代价能使我罪钉上十架，我不知道多少代价曾使我罪钉上十架。我在这里敬拜，屈膝向你跪拜，大声宣告你是我的神。哦，你是如此美好，你是如此配得我在这里敬拜你生命。我在这里敬拜，屈膝向你跪拜，大声宣告你是我的神。哦，你是如此美好，你是如此配得我在这里敬拜你生命。